Music from The Loveless. That's called Grave Robin Blues, and I'm very happy to welcome the band into the studio. We've got Brett, Tommy, and Russ. Welcome, guys.
Justin.
Hey.
Oh, wrong.
Russ couldn't make it.
Oh, see, this is what happens when I look at the Facebook page. Try to have the info in front of me. Well, welcome, guys. Very happy to have you here. Like I said in the introduction, it's kind of funny because I had heard about you from a couple of other people, and then all of a sudden, like the next week after people started telling me about you, I kind of saw your name everywhere as, you know, playing in Dayton and Cincy and with all these great bands and other bands I had been following. Tell me a little bit about how you guys got started playing together.
Well, we've been friends for however many years, a long time. We decided one day after talking Rusty into it that we would start a band, a unique Dayton rockabilly band, something, you know, we thought Dayton was missing. And we took it from there. We've been a band for about 2 years now and, you know, still writing, still playing shows. We got the best promo guy over there who basically books all of our gigs and he gets us out there.
Oh, shucks.
What drew you guys to the rockabilly sound? Was that something that you all were listening to kind of independently, maybe growing up or found more recently? How'd you guys get into that?
Well, I think we can all agree on this one. We were all born punk rockers.
Yeah, and, definitely know, steeped in punk roots.
Yeah, it kind of spawned from there. We had a couple places in Dayton, at least, that that do car shows and meetings and stuff like that. And we took that and decided, you know, there's kind of a market for this. There's people that love rockabilly as much as us. So we went from there.
Yeah, there's definitely a big punk influence, too, still in the
Absolutely.
Music there. So, I mean, me personally, I've been drawn to rockabilly ever since I was a kid, but I mean, I definitely started getting more into it with the psychobilly scene, a lot more of the aggressive, more punk influenced and almost straight up punk stuff. So,
yeah.
And I have to say, I think the punk influenced rockabilly seems to be more of a big thing in this area. Like when you think of straight up rockabilly, I know a lot of people like to immediately gravitate towards LA, but there is kind of a close-knit community in the Dayton, Cincinnati, Columbus area.
Yeah, there's a little following. Canton has a lot of good stuff up there coming out of Canton. We're trying to put some shows together up there now, but we've heard a lot of good things about Canton. We've heard, you know, we've played Cincinnati, we've played Dayton. We've yet to play Columbus. That's coming up here soon. We're just happy to contribute, you know, bring some rockabilly, some original rockabilly back to Dayton and the surrounding areas.
And I know that so far you guys have been playing out live, and you just recorded this EP. Tell me a little bit about that. I know you recorded it with Jack Wiley, whose name a lot of people may know from the local music scene.
Oh, yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah. Tell me about, you know, how you guys went into the studio and tackled this thing.
Oh, man. Beer. Got some money together and some beer.
Beer.
Well, over a weekend, I think we got it all done. And
well, you took a little bit longer on your vocals.
Oh, yeah. I ain't been singing for no more than 6 months, so Jack kind of had to give me vocal lessons at the same time.
Yeah, a great producer. How did you meet him?
Oh, man. I forget. All my old bands recorded with him. And
make up a story.
At a bar, I guess.
There you go.
Every good story starts with at a bar.
16.
when you guys went into start recording, Brett, I know you said you had, you know, not been singing for that long. Did you guys find that, you know, stuff that you had started out with evolved throughout the studio process, working with Jack and really getting to work through these songs? Did things change from the way you had originally written them or you were performing them to the way that they ended up recording?
Yeah, there were some changes, you know, stuff you hear when you sit there and drill a song out over and over. And mainly it wound up being all the songs I was vocally comfortable with wound up I was not comfortable with, and the ones I was least comfortable with were the ones that went the best recording.
There was a lot of subtle, you know, subtle changes in the way I played. But I mean, it all ended up really sounding exactly how we'd planned to, and if not a little better, that's what, you know, Jack brought out in us. He was able to get us a lot tighter for the EP, and it turned out pretty darn good.
Did you guys go live to tape, or did you parse things out? With your sound, it has that live energy to it.
Yeah, it was myself and Rusty recorded at the same time to have that live energy and still be able to stick the parts and stuff like that. And then Tommy went back over and tracked all the bass. And then I had almost a month in and out of there trying to stick the vocals.
Yep. I think we went through a couple tracks and you know, he laid vocals down on a couple, and they ended up having to turn around and just do everything all over again. And yeah, so.
Yeah.
Learning process.
Definitely made me sing better.
Yeah, learning process, exactly.
Now, is this one out, ready for the world, or are you going to be doing a release for it, or?
It's ready to go.
A subtle release.
Yeah, very subtle release.
On the interwebs and all that good stuff.
Hey,
already.
We got stuff.
Well, we probably should have had a release party for that, but we didn't.
Well, it's never too late.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
We can still go through it and do it again.
Hey, come buy the CD again.
Well, now the next one will have some fans that actually come to it.
Is that hard as a new band, sort of, you know, getting started and doing the recording and trying to build your following kind of all at once, like doing all sort of the moving parts of being a band at once while you're still building up your following in the scene?
Yeah, I would say that we definitely rely a lot on the kindness of friends and family to help us out there.
Yeah, we've definitely relied on a lot of friends in Dayton that agree with the music we're trying to play, and they're, you know, happy to see music like this back in Dayton. So word of mouth has really helped us out a lot.
Well, it helps that they really like the band too.
So. Yeah, well, yeah.
They're not just doing it because they're friends. They're actually fans of what we're doing too. So
that's what we love about Dayton.
Well, let's give people a listen to some more of the songs on the EP, and then we'll come back and tell everybody how they can come see you live, because seeing you guys live, that's the way to go. This is a live band. When I was previewing some of the tracks, I have to say, I was like, oh, man, now I want to go to this show, you know.
We like to get rowdy.
We like to party.
Well, let's take a listen to a few more from the new EP by The Loveless, and we'll be back to talk more with them and tell you how you can check them out live. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
Yeah.
music from The Loveless. That's from their new EP, and we've got the band in the studio. Welcome back, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
That's how you end a song.
It's true, yeah. So you guys are playing, your next big show is March 29th at Blind Bob's, along with Oxymoronatron and Doogie. That's going to be a great show.
It should be fun. It's definitely a kind of clashing of genres.
Diverse. We'll say diverse.
Definitely diverse. But I've been good friends with Greg Schultz from Oxymoronatron for quite a while, and we got together on this show and decided we're gonna put it together.
I think they should have the robot dancing to your music, too.
We
got a dancing
if
robot.
If we can work that, it's going to happen.
We'll make it so somehow.
Does it know a three-step?
And then from there, you guys are playing up in Columbus in April, back at Blind Bob's in late April and early May. What does the summer look like for you? Are you going to try to get out on the road or stick pretty regional? Have you thought about the plan yet? Or
time will tell. I think we're ready to get out and
trying to
play
cover
out of state and
cover as much as of Ohio as we can.
Yeah, I mean, if I can learn the material in 3 weeks, I think
we're ready for it.
I've only been with the band for like a month now, I think. Is that about right?
Yeah, like 2 weeks.
Like 3 weeks.
He played his first show just last weekend, and he did a great job. So
thank you.
We're happy to have him on board.
Thank you.
So you're just hopping in the mix.
Yeah.
Hitting the ground running.
Absolutely. Well, I've been asking these jokers for a long time to let me jump in on the band, and then I guess the gods finally just smiled on me, and they said, all right, so.
Got sick of you asking.
Got sick of me asking. See, persistence pays off, kids.
That's right.
Just keep asking.
That's right.
Come on, man, let me in.
Cave eventually.
And so for the rest of this year, do you guys see yourselves going back into the studio to do a full length, or are you going to kind of get out on, you know, get the EP out in this area and get it out to some people and go back in the studio maybe not till next year?
I think it'd
maybe
be good
towards
to...
the end of the year. Yeah, that I think we were planning that so we can go ahead now and use this to get our name out. So then, well, now we got Justin, so kind of
we got to write
some more
right.
stuff. and we have a little, what would you say, with two guitars now. We
a little
have
bit more freedom for you.
Yeah.
You can definitely focus more on the lead stuff instead of having to try and cover all the bases. So
playing rhythm and lead.
That's right. Now I got you nailed down.
What's your writing process like? Do you guys kind of hash things out
beer.
You know, when you're rehearsing? Or?
A lot of beer was involved, absolutely.
Yeah, somebody will come up with something. Most of the time I'll come up with a riff or a lick or rhythm, something like that. And we'll just take that and kind of build on it at one practice and get a feel for something. And then we each go home and build on it on our own. And then we keep bringing it back to practice and piecing it together until we get it where we want it. And then polishing the thing. And
then spend the next week arguing about the name of the song.
Trying to figure it out, yeah.
So the music comes before the lyrics then?
Yeah, mainly.
Yep. Gotcha.
We've got a
whole stash of lyrics that we'll write the music and then I go through the songbook, and see what would fit the vibe of the song.
That's always an interesting chicken and egg question I like to ask musicians, because it's interesting to me as a lyrics person. I would always assume that the lyrics come first, but for some people there's just no way, and some people do kind of like you guys do the hybrid method. So I'm always
it's worked for us up to this point at least. We'll stick with it, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I, at least for me, I can say throughout my music career, there's never been one way that I've found works better than the other. You know, sometimes you can belt out an entire bunch of lyrics with no idea what's gonna sound like, but the other way around, you know, sometimes you can write an entire song musically and then have to find words to go with it.
I think writing the lyrics is the hardest part.
Rusty's a word man.
Yeah, Rusty's
a lot of our stuff,
most of it at least. Yeah.
Well, I want to ask you guys about your live show. I know that, you know, this March 29th date, as we mentioned, is is quite a diverse bill. And then you guys have done, I know you've done like some stuff with Dr. Bombay down in Cincinnati, like
Viva
Flo. Love those guys.
Yeah, kind
love
of
those guys.
Burlesque-y, almost great performance band. Arty shows. Do you guys kind of embrace that kind of like, let's just do anything with your live show? I mean, it seems like you guys are kind of up for a challenge in the bills I've seen you on.
Throw it at us, we'll do it.
Yeah, pretty much. I think we're just going to try and out crazy the other bands from here on out, see how wild we can get.
We like to party.
Beer.
I like it. So if people want to keep tabs on what you're doing and where you're going to be, where can they find you online?
Well, we got the Facebook. That's facebook.com/theloveless666. And then we've got
churchgoers.
Yeah, we're churchgoers. We've got a Reverb Nation page. Check us out on there, too. Update our shows, you know, regularly. You can I think we got 5 or 6 songs on that page, too.
And there's some sort of app on the Reverb Nation.
There is, and it's funny because I was the only person that actually downloaded the Reverb Nation app.
I kept meaning to, and I just never got around to it.
So there's some sort of mobile thing somewhere.
Yeah,
with
somewhere.
Reverb Nation.
Stay up to date with us, which will be every couple of months. I don't know.
And if they want to get their hands on the album, I assume come see you guys at shows.
That's
and
it. That's the catch. They got to come see us.
That's on iTunes and CD Baby. All
man,
that,
they got to come see us.
You got to come see us, my bad.
Yeah, we don't want to stress how important it is that you come and see us.
It's more fun live anyways.
We love meeting new people, too, so.
Well, go see these guys March 29th at Blind Bob's. It's The Loveless with Oxymoronitron and Doogie. Yeah. For our Columbus listeners, they're also going to be up your way on April 20th. They'll be back at Blind Bob's April 26th and more shows coming up in May as well. We've got links to their info on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Links to a couple of these event pages as well as their Facebook and Reverb Nation. So check it out. Guys, shall we go out on another song?
Let's do it. Yes.
All right. Here is one more from The Loveless's EP. This one is called Kickin' Chicken. I love that title.
Those are Jack's chickens in there.
Yeah, big thanks, yeah. Big thanks to Jack for his chickens on that one.
Chickens on guest vocals.
That's right.
And guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Here's one more from The Loveless. You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on YSO.